Hi there. The word for you today is, make yourself at home, Lord. In John 15, verse 9, Jesus said, abide in my love. Now, if abiding is the key to abounding, why don't we achieve it? Well, let me give you a few thoughts here. First, because we think abiding is based on our feelings. No, it's about a relationship, not a sensation. That'll probably come as a relief, especially if you think you must always have an emotional rush when you spend time with God. You won't always, and you don't need to. We understand this in our marriages. Abiding is an act of faith. It says you value God's presence in your life more than any immediate sensation. If you think you've always got to have strong feelings in order to know that you've been with God, you'll be disappointed and you'll conclude, this isn't for me, but it is. Second, we think we can abide in Christ without obeying him. Jesus said, John 15, verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Disobeying creates a breakdown in your fellowship with Christ. You can enjoy an emotional worship service on a Sunday, but hear me, if you pursue a sinful lifestyle during the week, you'll never succeed at abiding. One of the greatest promises of abundant living in the Scriptures is what the spies found when they went into the Promised Land. In the Bible, by the way, grapes, which produce wine, represent abundance. So we read in Numbers 13, verse 23, they came to the valley of Eshcol, and there cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes. They carried it between two of them on a pole. Wow. Think about that. It took two of them just to carry one cluster. Have you ever heard of such abundance? Well, keep that picture in mind. Remind yourself constantly that that's the level of abundance that belongs to those who hear and obey God's word.